is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome back Elizabeth Peake, a week away, and I worried that I was falling behind the markets, the economy, and especially the Federal Reserve. Liz, welcome back for Fox News, a columnist for The Hill, a columnist much on Fox Business. I call it Jerome Powell's dilemma. Mr. Powell, since last year, has repeatedly said there are going to be three cuts. Three cuts are coming. There's a calendar year, 12 months, that's all he's got. January, February, March are gone. We do not believe April is going to be a cut month, nor do we have any confidence that it'll be May. June was the most recent whisper on Wall Street, but he's running out of calendar years. So how do we put three cuts in addition to the fact that the news of the American economy keeps looking prosperous? Good evening to you, Liz.
Good evening, John. Well, I don't think Jay Powell's biggest challenge is the number of meetings left. I think the biggest challenge is that even as he has ratcheted up interest rates in a very aggressive fashion, hoping to slow down the economy, it hasn't worked. And why hasn't it worked? Because at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, Joe Biden and Congress continue to spend so much money that they are basically inflating the economy. I mean, that is the reality. And early on in his tenure and during the COVID aftermath, Jay Powell was begging Congress early in that, actually in COVID, to spend some money and help him through, which he was trying to reflate the economy, which had really been stricken by the shutdowns, by cutting interest rates, but he couldn't do it without a lot of spending. Well, now he's got the opposite problem. He's trying to slow the economy, but by gosh, what should have been a huge one-time bulge in government spending continues to, unfortunately, without any abating whatsoever, continues to persist. And, it's amazing to me that Democrats absolutely steadfastly refuse to connect the dots between too much government spending and too much inflation. Jay Powell's problem right now, obviously, is that the last two or three reads on inflation, whether it's the CPI or the PPI or the PCE, all of them have been higher than expected, higher than would indicate that the interest rate hikes that he put through last year have really worked. And in fact, all three showed some reacceleration. And now you've got another problem, John, which is oil prices going up. Oil prices are up 17 or 18% this year, and it has just barely begun really to bleed through into the rest of the economy. Gasoline prices are up modestly, 6%, I think, so far this year. That will get worse, certainly, as the driving season approaches, unless we see oil prices really come down. Why are oil prices up? Because of the wars in the Middle East, because of Russia, Ukraine taking out Russian energy installations. And also, I would argue, OPEC plus cuts have been more effective than expected. And the United States is indeed producing record quantities of oil, but it could be producing more. But all of the restrictions that the Joe Biden White House put on oil production early on have meant that we've sort of stalled out. And, instead of maybe producing 2 or 3 million barrels of oil more per day, we are not. So if China is a little stronger, which it appears to be, demand for oil is going to be stronger, too. The world needs oil. And, right now that I think is looming as a very big problem. And I think the market's selling off probably because of, the expectations coming down for rate hikes. I think the market's also selling off because people are looking at this oil price situation and deciding that that is just yet another reason which rate hikes are going to be further out in time. Which, remember, just a nanosecond ago, people were talking 7 interest rates, 6 interest rate cuts this year. So now we're down to 2 or 3. And to your point, the meetings that are left, May, I doubt very much, May 1, we're going to see a cut. So it's really June, July, and September. We'll see. But it's not what people were expecting.
Inflation remains the challenge the unconquered challenge. Now, when we last met about inflation, there was the general opinion that the inflation is driven by government spending. And I remember talking about the idea, is this a theory or does Washington accept it? And now that it's several weeks later, it comes to me as you make the case and I follow it, that Washington has in its control an ability to slow inflation. They could help Jerome Powell by reducing the spending out of Congress or reducing the rate of increase of spending, that magic trick that they employ. Does the White House not believe it, Liz? Is that the problem?
Oh, I don't think they want to take any responsibility at all for the inflation that struck pretty much 3 months after Democrats alone passed the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Act in February of 2021, when Joe Biden had just taken office. We didn't need that, as we've all discussed so many times. And yet Democrats to this day refuse to admit that there's any connection between that enormous amount of money landing into our economy, which already was growing at 6%, which already had, for all intents and purposes, begun a very robust recovery from COVID. So the answer is they don't want to talk about it. And John, it's election season. Joe Biden wants to buy votes in every way possible, which is why he continues to cancel student loan debt, because young people have defected from his camp. And he figures that's maybe a way to get them back. But the answer is it is not helping. All the spending that's going on, you know, we had a tick up in the manufacturing number from the ISM yesterday, which theoretically anyway caused yields to go up, investors to get sour on risk-taking in equities. But really, manufacturing has been in a slump for 16 months. Well, that's despite the fact that there's hundreds of billions of dollars that have been allocated to attracting investment from chip makers and other companies to produce in the United States. Joe Biden has a big song and dance about American made being so important. Well, it hasn't happened. And yet, if you continue to throw money around, it's going to happen. And my guess is that is maybe part of the reason why the ISM number did go up. It is bound to begin to turn around our longtime slump in manufacturing. But again, it's not good for the economy overall to kind of have this cushion of support from government spending that, relative to our economy, is as much as we were spending in World War II. That's insane. Nobody can imagine. Nobody should think that that's appropriate in an economy where the unemployment level is very low, under 4%. And where, you know, inflation is still rampant. So the numbers are just wrong, John, that the inclination of our politicians is wrong. And I do worry that this is not, it's not going to end well, that at some point there's going to have to be a reckoning with this outside spending and debt.
You tell me that all parts of the economy are not struggling in the same fashion. You mentioned the market. That's the investor class, with retirement benefits, all of that. And the market has been up remarkably since 21, 22, since recovering from the pandemic. But all parts are not blossoming also. And the Federal Reserve needs to pay attention to people with credit card debt, which is burdened by the high interest rates, with people who live paycheck to paycheck. Certainly the Federal Reserve is aware of that. Would they move to help them?
Well, that's a good question. And again, I do think, yes, that we have a sort of two-tiered economy right now. You know, the fact that credit card debt jumped about 15% in the fourth quarter, remember that you're paying over 20% on credit card debt. That struck me as a sign of struggle, that people who had gotten into the habit, if you will, of spending at a certain level, buoyed by those big checks people got during the pandemic, extended unemployment benefits, and yes, some increase in real wages finally in 2023, all of a sudden, all those things kind of are running out. The savings have depleted, and it looks very much like spending is slowing. But I think the party is kind of ongoing. It was during the holiday season because people ramped up their credit card usage again, which no right-minded person would do given the rates. And sure enough, delinquencies were up over 50% last year. That to me is a red flag. You're also seeing job gains, real wages for people, uneducated workers and people in lower income strata, that's going down. Partly, I think, just because you've had 2 or 3 to 5 million people come into the country illegally. It is clear that a lot of those people are working and driving down wages at the lower end of the spectrum. So I think there is definitely cause for concern that low-income Americans are being hit hard by things like electricity prices, which are up 20% since Joe Biden took office, and other costs, that inflated costs for food, for rent, everything else. They're getting squeezed. And I noticed that ISI just did, ISI Evercore did a survey of investors. Two-thirds think that the damage being inflicted on low-income Americans is not yet fully reflected in the equities markets. In other words, stock buyers are not really aware or pricing in the possibility that a good segment of the economy is under pressure right now. So, you know, that's just sort of one other thing to keep an eye on. Where does it show up? Probably in spending and things like restaurants. That's what the ISI survey group thought would be vulnerable to a slowdown in income on the lower half of the equation. Also, you know, companies like Costco, Walmart, we'll see. Sometimes they benefit if more people are shopping there, but also their shoppers may be constrained.
I just want to repeat one thing you said earlier to make sure I understood it correctly. June, July, and September would be the optimum time to expect cuts. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that measure?
Yes.
That's right into campaign season, I guess.
Totally.
We're going to deal with the fact that you're going to have a convention celebrating a re-election or a re-election during a time when the market would be excited, enthusiastic. We're going to turn to the election when we come back. President Biden was sitting between two presidents in New York City recently to raise money and to celebrate his administration. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.